Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch. Today I have a special guest. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy from the West Coast, Johnny 45.
Thank you so much for being on my podcast. Like I was telling you earlier when we were setting up, I just appreciate you. Like, you know, it's always really exciting for me to interview new people because everyone has a story. So let the listeners know a little bit of who is Johnny 405.
Man, you know, Johnny 405, that's the guy that grew up in Midtown in South Central Los Angeles, you feel me? Just trying to make it happen from the ground up.
And how old are you?
Right now, I'm 23, you feel me? I'm on my LeBron James here.
Okay, I hear you. Oh my gosh. So to get right into it, I just want to ask you something. Now, what is something that people seem to, like, you know, misunderstand about you?
Main thing I say is, like, people always do my wife straight up. Like, they see me, proud of my Mexican heritage, you feel me?
Both of your parents are Mexican?
My pops is Mexican, you feel me?
I'm sorry, where's your father from?
Guadalajara.
Okay. So people always assume that you're white.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell, though. Like, what?
I don't know.
How do you react to that shit, though? Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Like, that's true. You know, a lot of it is ignorance, too. And some people, like, when they come off and they say certain things, it's just like, what? You know? So I brush off the stupid shit too, because I can't tolerate stupid shit. I gotta brush it off.
Yeah.
I gotta brush it off because I don't. Yeah, because I literally, like, I don't got the patience to deal with a lot of shit. But I want to ask you also, what makes you feel inspired? Because I know that you do music, so take us down a journey of when you started music. Who motivated you, or what motivated you to actually start doing music?
Yo, this is a good question, man. Alright, so basically, back when I was younger, I'll say when I was about 10 or 12, I had two older brothers started rapping with each other. They started a little group called, like, Swagger Attack, back when, like, Swagger was a thing, you feel me? But they, they used to record off their phone in an old Impala, yo. And I remember as a kid just listening to the song, seeing the process, you feel me? Growing up when we grew up, I just loved and they just fucked and they're just on for it, you feel me? So I remember right after listening to that song, I went and wrote my first song, you feel me?
Okay. And ever since then?
My big brother has been my biggest inspiration when it comes to music, you feel me?
That's really interesting. I just wanted to ask you that because I really, you know, like I said, everybody has a story and everything comes from somewhere. So, and at the end of the day, we're all products of our environment. So, what we see. I'm sorry, what did you say? You know, you're kind of going in and out. Do you have headphones in?
Yeah, my bad. Is that better?
Yeah, it's much better.
My bad. You know, I'm over here like in my room at the same time.
It's fine. It's just because it's like, since we're doing everything over the phone, like, if you're making movement, like, I can hear it a little bit, and I want everyone to hear you clearly.
Is that better?
Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, it's just like, you know, we're all products of our environment. You know, the things that we see, we adapt to it, you know, and it becomes more so of a, I'm trying to find the word. It's like, not a rush, but it's like when we see, like, okay, like I grew up in Brooklyn and I was always, the word that I'm looking for is admire. I always admired all the people in my hood that was getting money, all the nice cars that they had. I always admired that. And I was just like, wow, like I want that. So, you know, when you're a kid or a young teenager, you fall into scenarios and situations because you go into like a survival mode. It's like you do what you got to do to survive, to eat. And that's just how it is. Now, on the other hand, there are spoon-fed individuals, and I don't even mean to sound, you know, bitchy or anything, but it's just the truth. You have individuals that, you know, they have everything and they're really naive to when it comes down to like being street smart and being savvy when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, real smell, man. I feel like I got a good understanding of the struggle and boom growing up in South Central Los Angeles. I really got to go out and get mine. So.
Can you repeat that?
I said, I feel that, you know. You know, I grew up in Los Angeles, coming to South Central, you know, you got to go out and get it. No one's going to hand it to you out here because niggas ain't much got it like that out here.
Yeah.
You're going to make it yourself. That's why I'm at where I'm at, 23. I'm doing songs, Buddy 100, Almighty Suspect, driving a 2020 shit, 5 figures in jury.
Okay. Talk your shit, Johnny.
That's what it is, though. Like, I grew up in this shit. My brother, they showed me the route, and I took that piece of bliss.
Yeah, I respect that. So if you could turn back the time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell yourself?
Man, my 18-year-old self, yo, I tell myself, first off, don't cast that talk. Don't cast that talk. That's the first thing. Second thing, you're on the right path.
Okay.
Give my old self some reassurance, you feel me?
We that, all need that.
It's going to get better.
Especially when, you know, because 18 is like a pivotal year for everyone. You know, it's
that start of your adult year. Mm-hmm. Everyone feel like they got to have it all off back, you feel me? Everyone want to be in their own car, in their own spot at 18, you feel me? And it's crazy because life don't work out like that. It's not just that.
But you said something that was very important when you said you would give yourself, your younger self, more reassurance. Sometimes at that age, the individuals that's around us, that's all that we need as well. Because like you said, you might think that you know it all, you might want everything like that, but that's not how life works. And everyone has their own destiny. And everyone has their own winning season. And the way that life is that, like for me, like I said before, I lack patience when it comes to things where, like, everyone has their own path. Everyone has their own destiny. When you're kids, like I was saying before, you know, you admire the things like that. But once you become an adult, and you're actually getting to it and you're doing what you need to do. One thing that bothers me the most is when you have all of this going on, you have, you know, it's life, you have your own issues and stuff like that. And it's like people don't understand what you had to do or how hard you had to work to get to that situation. They only look at the lavishes.
Trying to tell people, well, every up comes its own down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something just to keep up to your heart, you feel me? Like, no matter how high you go, just know you can always come that far back down. And no matter how far down you go, just know you can always get right back up.
So, let's talk more about your music, because I'm very, very interested. When do you have new music dropping?
New music, I'm dropping a mixtape, Single de Mayo, you feel me?
Okay. And can you give us like a little, you know, just a little insight on like who's gonna be on the mixtape?
All right, so now we have Luda Kelly, because you know I'm gonna have my boy All My Suspects coming from the West. You know, Big Driver himself, he gonna be on two songs on my mixtape. And on the channel side, you know, my boy Buzz 100, Frank the High Power. Shout out to them. He's gonna be on the mixtape, he's gonna be on the future song. And then, you know, I also got some unknown artists that's straight from the gut, you feel me? Julius Hughes from Do 500 Mafia, and my boy Tiny Ball Bo from 30 Crip.
Okay, so you guys heard it here. During the end of the interview, I always, you know, tell you to put all your social media out there and stuff like that. But it's very important to me because I've interviewed other artists as well, and I've interviewed entrepreneurs. And one thing that I like to do is I like to have a message for the listeners, because a lot of my listeners our younger listeners too, and you know, they're that 18-year-old that needs reassurance. They're in a predicament where, you know, they don't know where they're going in life, or you have the ones that's like overly ambitious and things are just working for them. So what is a message that you can send to the listeners about just pushing yourself and just moving forward no matter what? What is something that you can say to the audience right now that, you know, it's just drop some jewels, please?
I got you. You say this, but so much real deal, you feel me? I had to go through it in my own life, you feel me? I got brothers doing years, you feel me? I lost my mom, you feel me? Then, you know, all these struggles are gonna pop up, and everybody's gonna have their own struggles, you feel me? But what I did, and I suggest everyone else to do, is just take a long, hard look at them, you know, your struggles, you feel me? The fight was paid off, you feel me? And take that strength and that courage into your next day, into your next battle, you feel me? Once you face the demons, you know, it only gets better from that.
Because it's very, very important. It's very, very important for them to take heed to my guest. That's why, you know, I don't have, I don't discriminate or have a specific type of artist or entrepreneur. I just want to interact with individuals who are actually doing something, actually that can bring something to the table, just something different in each and every way. So I really appreciate that. I really, really appreciate that. And, you know, I don't mean to pry or anything, but you just mentioned that you lost your mother.
Yeah, I lost my mom about the 18, man.
I'm sorry, when?
18, my bad.
Sorry about that. How were you able to cope, and how are you continuing to cope? Because that's not something that, you know, you just deal with it for a little while. That's an ongoing feeling.
That's something that sticks to you, you feel me? But the way that I'm not going to say got through it, because obviously, you know, speaking to someone like that, you always going to have that mental, you always going to have some emotions. But one of the things that should be holding me down is just the memories that I have, the lessons that she taught me, and the family that she left me, you feel me? Like, if I ever really do get down, or I just miss my mom, I'm just hitting my brothers, hitting my cousins, you know, just remind myself that she left me a little place for family.
And that's a beautiful thing. And it is something, because it's always those little reminders that you know, they're there. It's always those little reminders, because I wasn't raised by my mom. My grandmother raised me, and she passed away in 2017. And it's something I deal with every single day. And there's days where I'm extremely emotional about it, because I just think about the little things. It could be something as stupid as one time when I was being bad and she bust my ass. It's just little things like that. So.
Thinking to yourself, like, oh, man, I should have been better. I should have, man, I took all those thoughts, all those should have, would have, and I just applied those moving forward.
You seem like you're such. You seem like you're such a grounded individual. Yeah, you have to be, but not a lot of people. You have to be, but not a lot of people is grounded. And that's the thing, you know.
I'm not saying I struggled a little more, but my struggle is different. You know, so my character probably is different.
I respect that. When's your birthday?
I'm a Libra, if that's what you're asking.
Yes, that's what I'm asking. My sister, my mom and my sister is a Libra. So, but one thing that I can say, y'all definitely get to it. You guys definitely get to it. I'm really interested in, you know, listening to your music when your mixtape drops. So you definitely have to like DM and reach out to me. So I can post it on my story and I can take a listen because. Okay, perfect. That's great.
That way you can get a preview of what this would take. What I'm essentially is going to be a little different, you feel me? Because on that song, I can try a little Spanish in my rap, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to first stop.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Exactly, I feel like that's the best way to be.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. It's yeah, always good to be open to things.
I got to ask you, I mean, what's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
That's crazy. My best friend and his whole family are Scorpio, down to the kids and the parents.
What's your perspective?
My perspective on Scorpio?
Mm-hmm.
Loyal and their brightest vision, let me tell you. For everyone they love.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's just for the small group of Scorpio, I know that.
Yeah. But that's. I'm just over here laughing because.
Yeah, you know, you go and interview me, like, tough questions.
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah, you're interviewing me, but, you know, expect a couple questions back.
It's nothing wrong with that. Because, you know, like, my guests have to interact. Like, even though I'm interviewing you, it's just, like, we have to have, like, a genuine conversation. Like, it has to feel natural. I don't like things to just be, like, scripted. So, I'm completely fine with that.
Hey, just let the audience know, hey, none of this scripted, let me tell you.
None of it is scripted, but my listeners know, like, you know, I'm very straightforward and I'm just authentic all around. I just love that, you know, like, I interact with different people. I get to know them. I get to know their backstory. And, you know, it also gives me more insight on different things. Like, for instance, you were telling me that, you know, because your story is different, and even though you weren't, you know, you weren't really struggling like that, but, you know, you had a rough life, that's why.
Some of my childhood house getting shot up every weekend, man.
What?
I'm just saying. Yeah, man, that's the whole thing. Like, I had no young, man.
You said every weekend?
Yeah, man.
What the hell?
Don't say we wasn't busting back
though. What? What was the reason behind that, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll put it like this, man. It's just hatred. There's a lot of hatred in the world. You feel me?
That's a fact.
A lot of it is for no reason. You feel me? A lot of the hate... A lot of people just hate on me and my family just because we are who we are. We hold our ground and we never vote for anybody. And that's something I would carry throughout my life. And a lot of people going to hate me for that. You feel me? But it's just a good reminder that a lot of people don't know you for it at the same time.
That's a fact.
Even though, yeah, I struggled hard, but my ups was just as hard, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. But yeah, you know, that's the thing too. People fucking hate. And, you know, even though some people might know the backstory of your life, some people don't. People just envy what they see on the surface. And I can't.
Yeah,
that shit is so irritating.
Walking down the street, chains on, new whip. You don't know what I had to go through.
That's the whole point.
You don't know where this money came from.
Exactly.
You don't know how long it took me to get this money. You don't know how long it took to get every single one of these chains. I'll be trying to come up with yourself. Don't look at it and think of the ideal, you know? At first, there's always some sleeping in that goddamn dirt. Gonna be a lot of dirt under that grass.
Mm-hmm. Because there's always going to be goofy individuals that just think everything comes easy and they just there envious.
Say that one more time.
It's always the goofy motherfuckers that, you know, they think shit comes easy and it does not, and they just envy everything that you have going on. Like, and when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, they're not going to even get their hands dirty, not even a little bit, to do any of that. But they're sitting there and they're like pinpointing and they want this and they want that, but they're not trying to do nothing to get to it. And those are the individuals that will never prosper because they're too envious.
Exactly, man. That envy is poisonous, man. That jealousy, bro.
It is.
That shit only breeds hatred, man.
The fucked up thing, though, the most, like, the majority of the time, for me, I always say that I always speak from my point of view. It be the people that you know and the people that be around you, too.
Yeah.
That's the scary part about it.
This is my perspective on that. It's the people around you because they know you come from the same place. You feel me? They know you came from the same struggle, you feel me? But they see you making it, so now they can't make excuses for themselves.
That's a fucking fact. Those be the ones.
I ain't gonna front. I remember back when I was walking around, no whip, no chain, no none of that. And walking around, motherfuckers all loving me. Then when I started acting doing good, getting my money up, I see a lot of motherfuckers change. A lot of motherfuckers start asking for handouts. You feel me? And that, it just comes with the turf. I just figured it out, man. It comes with the turf.
It does. But it's like, you know, for me, it puts me in a funny position because, like, I'm the type of person, like, I can't be fake at all. Like, if I don't fuck with you or if I just pick up that energy off rip, I'm not fucking with you no more. Like, you're not even going to get a hello out of me. Like, I don't deal with that because once I feel that energy, it's just like, oh, no. And especially if you were somebody that I knew and somebody that, you know, I was close to at a point in time, and you can't genuinely be happy for me, that's fine, but you can't be nowhere around me. Like, you can't be in my circle, like, nothing. Because at the end of the day, this is where people fuck up at. People fuck up when they see that you're doing better than them, and they can't do better, but their pride gets in the way of, like, listen, like, I see what you're doing, and I'm really proud of you, and, you know, like, what you doing? Like, just being inquisitive and just wanting to know, who knows your ideas, even though you don't, you know, you might not have the money for it, but your ideas and what I got going on, we could make something happen. But a lot of the times, people just be like, fuck that. And they just there watching everything that you do, fucking hating, and they continue to be stuck. And it's 2021, like, nobody should be sitting around stuck.
Those mouths don't get fed, y'all. I don't know how long people been saying this, man. Like, it's been said so many times that I feel like it's redundant, but it's true. You see how people around you, they putting themselves on. Like, don't just sit by and watch, because you're
going
to get left behind.
That's a fucking fact. That's a fact.
Because I remember I had stopped that shit, too. That shit was keeping me back. Yourself all the time. I ain't gonna lie. The best thing in this industry is connection, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not gonna get that just being on your own. You gotta really be out there talking to motherfuckers, seeing what their moves are, seeing if you can help them with their moves, seeing if they can help you with your moves, you feel me?
The networking.
It's always better than one.
Mm-hmm. It's the networking, definitely. So we're gonna. What did you say? Yeah. But off air, I'm gonna like hit you up and ask you something anyways. We're gonna talk about that off air. But we're gonna end the interview here. So, like I said, Johnny 405, thank you so much for being on Talk with Torch. Please shout out all your social media platforms where people could go follow you and connect with you.
Man, I'm gonna just give y'all one. It's the Instagram at Johnny_405, JOHNY_405. And click that link in that bio, man. You're gonna get that.
And you heard it here. Thank you so much. This was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.